Reverend, what a powerful word. Thank you, sir. Wait, I want to say a prayer for you tonight. And the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, because time is in his hand. The three dimensions of time is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's why Islam will never understand this, because it's just one time manifested three times. Let me show you something. I'm not sure you're ready for... Wait. Guys, wait. Pastor Dami, I just need Genesis 1. Pastor Faith, I need John 1. Wait. Guys, wait. Calm down. Wait. This is for Birmingham, but let me just share this with you, you know. So Pastor Tansan will take it from there tomorrow in London. So wait, listen, please. Genesis 1, read quickly.
In the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. In the beginning. Can you mark that? That's one item. So say with me, beginning. Uh-huh.
God created.
Wait, you're rushing. God, that's two. Created, three. So there are three elements there. In the beginning, start, God, two. Creation, three. John 1.
In the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Was the Word.
Wait. In the beginning. You know, as a child, we always have this question. Where did God come from? You know, I have the answer for that. Read John 1 again.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word. Uh-huh.
And
so in this one also, you have beginning. You have Word. Then what's the third thing?
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was with God. So in Genesis, you find creation. In John, you don't find creation. In the beginning, God created three things. In John, you find the Word. You find God. Read it again, please.
In the beginning.
You find beginning, you find God.
Was the Word.
And you find the Word, but you don't find creation. So, and I'll tell you where we're going with this. So that you understand why you will become unbreakable. You understand why you can take any nation. You understand if I tell you about taking nations, I, as Pity, don't have to be bound in any nation. I'll operate from anywhere. Listen to this now. In the beginning, God created. So let me stay with John, please. In the beginning was the Word. Because the writer of Genesis does not understand all of this until he gets to John. In the beginning was the Word. What Genesis saw was God. Where God came from was words. Where we're going back to is words. We will not see him. We will understand his word progressively. So even in heaven, what we will be experiencing of God on a daily basis is word revelation, to see the things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has not entered into the heart of men. It is the revelation of God. So what is heaven? Proximity to words. Pastor said it. When they want to destroy the building of that tower, Babel, it removed language. It confused their language. In Pentecost, it gave them words back. These words we cannot decode. Listen, tongues is not the word. Tongue is the sound of a word that you are expressing to heaven. No, that is not tongues. That is sound of my tongues. But there is a word in me. And that word is propelled by a revelation of the word that I receive. So I'm studying the word, I'm hearing the word, and all of a sudden something is inspired in me, and I say, Calibra to Sokaya, Rika to Samande. I can't even begin to pray in the spirit until there is penetration of what I'm about to show you in your spirit. So what does time do? I've got a phone here, and I've got a word here. This was created to slow me down to the time of man. That's why Pastor said I'll be flicking through, looking at what is happening to man. This was created as the alternative to that, so that I can live in this. You don't know why. Let me show you. John. Talk to me, Pastor.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God.
Wait. The Word was with. With God. But before the introduction of God, there was the introduction of the beginning. So normally, if I want to stay with what I was taught as religion, what the way I would have read that was God in the beginning. But the beginning came before God. Because this beginning is not defined except by words. Talk to me. No time tonight.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
You don't understand. That's what I was trying to show you. And the Word was with God, but hey, the revelator realized, sorry. And the Word was God. Like, what's going on here? There is a mixture here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. It's seen one dimension, it's seen second dimension. It gets to the third dimension and say, wait a minute, it takes me back to the beginning. But because of time tonight, quickly.
He was with God in the beginning.
And I hope you don't take lightly the things Pastor dropped tonight. You will understand it in the future. They are deep stuff. Go on, Pastor Faith.
He was with God in the beginning.
Then what happened?
Through him, all things were made.
So words created everything. Through him, all things were made. What did he do on the day of Pentecost? He started creation again. And the creation you will find on Pentecost will be men, not the face of the deep. The divine programming of men, so that whatever another man creates, there will be superior men to counter it. No matter what artificial intelligence man made, what God did in Peter, and the first sign you will see, they were walking by a gate called Beautiful, and there was a man who was lame. And Peter said, I have nothing to give you, but in the name of Jesus, which is Word, program Word. And a man that was feeble in his knees, lame in his knees, rose up and started to walk. Why was that? There is an artificial now, a spiritual intelligence that is coded in a word. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a word. It is not J-E-S-U-S. They didn't call him that name. It is a word. Let me tell you why. It is Word. It is not the shouting of Jesus. The seven sons of Sceva, they went into demons. These are programmed spirits. They went to try to cast out demons and said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, right? Am I correct? They mentioned a name without the word. So they don't know that word, but they know that name. So people could go around and say, I belong to Jesus. No, there is a word there. You must have encountered that word by yourself. So I've had encounter before, and I had attack, maybe in dreams, and I'm shouting, Jesus, Jesus, and the demon is just laughing. And I woke up thinking, why? Nothing changed, contrary to what I was thought. What God was telling me is, you've not encountered the name. That name is not letters. You're calling letters. And with that letter, if you like, you can say it's not Jesus. It's Yehoshua. It's Yeshua. It's whatever you want to call it. But it is not word. It is not letter. It is not the combination of letters. Let me tell you something, London City. Listen to me, guys. If you know about seed, seed is not S-E-E-D. Seed is a word. That was Isaac saying in Isaac, in your seed, Isaac. So Abraham did not know that. He thought Ishmael could be the seed. He said there is a code called Isaac. It's okay, sit down, finish it. Let's go Birmingham, man. She's not talking. Can someone else read it?
Through him all things were made.
Through him all things. So the crypto guys or the property guys, let me just read crypto because it's numbers. You come in contact with the crypto world. Why are you struggling with it? You don't know the name is called. You call it money. You call it Bitcoin. There is a word that if you speak to those letters, they will begin to drop like a person puts a machine, coin in a machine. It's dropping for you because you understand the name of it and you can name it by what it is. I named this city what it is. It took how many years till 2016 until I understood by revelation the name of young people in this nation. Then you can call it. 10,000 of them can't destroy Spark Nation. It's too late unless if you lose the letters. But that's not where I'm going. I want to stop quickly.
Without
talk to me.
Him, nothing was made.
That was made.
In him was life.
Wait. In him was life. But I don't know what life is unless I know what time it is. Talk to me. In him was life. And
that life was the light of all mankind.
Do you understand that scripture? And that life was the light. What is light? Light is time. Condensed now. The greater light, the faster time is. So what does it take to take a nation? What does it take for you to rise? Very simple. In Christ was life. But the life was not just, I belong to Jesus. No, it brings you ahead of time. So now the more you grow spiritually, the faster you move ahead of time, and the old generation cannot decode you because you have greater light. Otherwise, you have no life. So, guess what the life of those without light is? This. Someone has created a life called Twitter, a light called Snapchat, a light called Facebook. And if you don't have light, what you will do is to empower his life. Then it will gain light into your life. And it will control how you think and how you purchase things. So you give him life. In him was life. Why are you discouraged tonight? No light. You cannot see what is within the challenges that you're facing. There is no light. You are dim now. There is darkness over the face of the deep. And when that happens to you, you activate the spirit, because in this business endeavor now, you don't know what to do anymore. Why do you not know what to do? There's no light. But in him was life. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly to the overflow. What he's saying, in other words, is as you grow in light, you know, we saw something missing in John, creation. The new creation will start now. Look at this. Light is time. Then darkness was over the face of the deep. Nothing is moving. Then God, the word, said. It programmed the word, and then it said, in that programming was light. So those scientists did not discover light. They advanced light. They did not discover light. Light is coded in a word. God said. So, hey, whenever you've heard God said, let there be light, you know what comes to your mind? You just think he stood in heaven and said, let there be light. There was no English. God was not speaking English. He was not speaking Aramaic. He was not speaking Hebrew. What was he speaking? So, you know, there is a word God has been trying to get through to you for like 10 years now or 5 years, but you're not having it because there's a word on your phone right now, and what that leads to is constant darkness because it comes from other humans who cannot hear God. I told you on Periscope, don't fear a man who does not hear God. Don't fear anybody on Twitter or YouTube who does not hear God. Don't fear any authority that cannot hear God because they are stalked. They are stalked. I'm not going to be stuck with the world. I'm not going to be in the same entanglement with the world. I have a superior word for a generation. Can you hear me tonight? Take London City. You can take this city. You can ruin the economy and rebuild the economy. If you yield to the word in your spirit, are you listening to me tonight? Looked at the lady and I said, look, she can't make it. So how did you quickly know? She's always on social media. This one can't hear from God. She knows everything everybody is saying about you or Spark Nation. That one can't make anything. She's, Pastor Reverend Dele said, she's marked. When the devil looks at her forehead, he sees every data, every information. She's marked. Oh my God, I love. But there's still one more thing and then we worship. Talk to me, Pastor Faith.
The life was the light of all mankind.
The life was the light of all mankind. No time tonight.
The light shines in the darkness.
The issue with the world is not poor versus rich. It is light versus darkness. Illumination or Illuminati. Those who feel that they see. It is light versus darkness. It is not social media versus Spark Nation. It is light versus darkness. If the light in you is dark, then we have a problem. What God assembles this kind of meeting for are people who are enlightened, and that's got nothing to do with parental background, social economic background, what area I grew up in. I completely disobeyed the law of gravity in London until we became the first fastest growing church without any church principle, because I have a greater light in me. Greater is he that is in me. This guy works with a superior level of light. That is what I'm living with you here in London. Greater is he that is in you. Speak word, 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 word. These guys don't have light because they look at the end of the month and look at bills. So it's not happy now. Instead of walking in the light, Rabade Kato Sobriakata, Ikabade Voko Soto, Shalia Kataliata, Rika. And look, you're not doing that because you want to obey pastors and pray in tongues. You were looking into light. You know what happens to you when you go on those sites and YouTube stuff? You're looking, and you become it. You begin to consider what a fool, an ex-criminal, someone with no life, someone with no parental background, someone that God has caused. You begin to look and you become like them. Because you are beholding them and you wonder in life, how can I be so stupid that a person that cannot construct good grammar is a person that I'm now believing in? How silly. But you went to private school, but you were excellent in your class. How did you become a victim of an idiot just because they have access to a phone? You became what you behold. But guess what happens to me? When I take this word and I begin to look at David, and I begin to look, I'm looking at David, looking, all of a sudden, I begin to build an army of the mighty men of David. Are you listening to me tonight? Look at this sister. Instead of looking at a God-forsaken East London backslider, she's looking at Deborah. Until I, Deborah, arose. I arose a woman. I arose. I took cities. We're talking of women who take cities. Not people who think that by the fall of others they can rise. Spark Nation, I have no respect for such people. Not a single respect. I have no respect for them. I have no respect for those who fall with them, because the falling is falling. Whatever you behold, as we behold as in a glass of mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are transformed from one image of glory to another image of glory. So for every believer, there is no dropping. You get better and better. Your business gets better and better and better. You know what he said? You get better and better unto the perfect day. This day was set. You know what the day is? The name of the day is called the beginning. So where are we all going back to? What is the beginning? And what is the word? God. I don't think you heard me. A dead man is a man without sight. So what did you say light was, Pastor Dami? Light, time. You know now, sit down. You know now you can grow crops without allowing them to go through time. So a person becomes lesbian or whatever. So people don't grow anymore. People have transferred growth. So you come to a country like this and you see a 10-year-old depressed person. 10. Already on antidepressants. She has grown because of the concentration of negative light. The one they used to grow weed. Artificial light. So she's not a fruit, she's a weed. If you smoke her, you will get high. But it's not the eye of the spirit. Aha, no wonder Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until you are endowed with power. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. They saw a mighty light that day, and forever. Peter did not know any source of income, but he saw light. It was going to trouble the whole city. God who commanded.
For we do not preach. I'll start again.
Quickly.
But even if our gospel is veiled.
Even if our gospel is covered up.
It is veiled to those who are perishing. whose minds the God of this age has blinded.
Is darkened. Another translation says that their mind has been darkened. What's the God of this age? This. He's the God of this age. Every life is controlled on this one tablet. The God of this age. And in order for him to be God, he made it free. So a pauper who cannot make legit money can go there and say anything. It is still the God of this age. I used to wonder, what exploit have you done for BBC to be saying, oh, Spark Nation. They are darkened. So either it's negative or positive. They just need to just publish anything. So when you went there, I don't care about what they've got to say. I just wanted you to see and them to see you. It wouldn't have mattered to me if that Pastor Dami went there and said, hello. I'm the guy with the allegations. Because he would darken them. What he doesn't want you to do is to be revealed. Because the earnest expectation of mankind is waiting for the manifestation. Spark Nation, listen to me. From this house, there is about to be a manifestation to, oh my God, to the end of the earth in a way that we've never seen before. I need to close now. We're just going to pray in words. In a moment. Wait. I don't know what business you do, Kalimantri, the pharmacies, the Bitcoin people. Honestly to God, listen to me, please. Or those who are called to ministry, if you don't get that word, another person will come that knows that word. From the pharmacies to whatever else. And that's not by saying, God, show me the word. As we behold, as in a glass of mirror, the glory of the Lord. If our gospel is veiled, every nation will be healed by those who have the right word. That's what Joseph had. So all the slander that they've put on Joseph didn't mean anything. You know, Joseph was in prison as a rapist. They named him, called him a rapist. God did as if he doesn't care about it. He doesn't care about the reputation of Joseph. What must be guided in Joseph is the gift he carries. That is his focus for the nations. So it doesn't matter if they think he's a rapist. When the time of problem comes, they will call him. Spark Nation, you will soon be called to some problem that human art cannot solve. And God will not care about repairing any image. He's just going to introduce you. God did not say, so Joseph, tell them now that I didn't do it. All that is irrelevant. You didn't finish it.
But
go on.
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
Talk to me.
Whose mind the God of this age has
I told you what the God of this age is. It's the God of age, because Satan went to create fake time. It's not real time. You the best Satan can do is to report what has happened.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He can't catch up with real time. A woman killed somebody in Wales. It happened yesterday. You're just catching up.
Yes, sir.
What is the ministry of the prophetic? It sees.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My Ikabababa shadiri angoroboko soto priyakata Ramanana nayakata daba subraya dabaya Arika di andere boko sobriyakataya Shali andeli kataya nanaya kataya 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 Rabababa shandere boko soto priyakata Iraba shadiri angoko soto riya
Rikabade boko soto priyakataya. Rama rikata rikato toto priyakata liyakata liyakata liyakata. Irabade boko sika ya ba ya ba ya ba. Come.
This is Bridge. Is a port. If you can see, sinners are blinded. You see the girl you just slept with? That's your darkness there. You are darkened. You ain't going to see nothing no more. You see the problem with sexual sin? People don't recover from it. Most times. God, quickly.
We're blinded. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
But God, talk to me, Pastor.
But, But even if our gospel is veiled,
Chai, this man is going beyond the circle. Talk to me.
For it is the God.
For it is the God, the Word, the God, the Word. The word, it is a specific word. It is not the general idea of a God who we don't know where he is. His manifestation is his word in different age and time. But God,
It is the God who commanded light.
I cannot, I don't have time to say why did he say the God. That was a programming of certain word.
Yes,
it is the God who has commanded
light to shine.
It was the God that commanded a specific word that commanded light to shine
out of darkness.
It commanded light to come out of darkness. What is the origin of light? Is darkness. What is the origin of the promotion of Joseph? Is prison. What is the origin of light? So when I had my encounter with God, the first thing I had was darkness. Out of it, behind it is a glorious light. Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight? There will be no light in Nigeria without darkness first. It is God who has commanded light, and he has reserved the change of continent to people who have a word. And what they do is this. This is the servant of God. Sunday, I'm talking about generals at the atrium. This is the servant of God. They are programmed. God says, say A. They say A. This is not the teaching they receive from no father. It is dummy. I'm in Abuja and I'm saying, tomorrow, go and say, Jesus is Lord. It comes, is a servant of God. It commands a word. And what happens to him? What will happen to Smack Nation if you are not here? Let me tell you what will happen in the first 6 months. You will triple in growth because you will triple because God, who's commanded the light, it was a certain word. Can I finish that? I need back to John quickly.
For it is the God who commanded light to shine.
It's a specific God, his words. So if you use MasterCard, there is the God of MasterCard. They program words for this purpose of maybe contactless transaction. It is the God. A specific word in that field was to command the light out of darkness for the glorious gospel. What is a specific work in MasterCard? Those who wrote that code was for financial transaction. It is not for flushing your bathroom. No. There's another code for that. Whatever it is, the God. So everyone here, the God. So this guy came from fraud into finance. Out of that darkness, he encountered a word. Has he not met pastors before he met PT? No, PT had a code. Yeah, for a judge or for a dinner, for an author, for now. This guy, come quickly. This guy is a pastor's child. He plays keyboard in his church, he plays drums in his church, but he goes to prison. it was the head of gang, and he's gone prison 7 times, right? I even heard that sometimes he will play the drums in his former church, and then he will go nick a shop and come back to end the service for them out of fun, right? But one day he entered an atmosphere where the God, that's not pity now, that's just me coming up and saying as I hear from the Spirit, that cannot come from study, and you should study the word to show yourself approved. But in the case of dealing with this one, it's just hearing. And when he heard, something shifted in his spirit. Now the issue is, it's brought many gang leaders to church. Most of them had now gone back into the world. The moment they step back there, they either died or they are now in prison. Yeah, they heard the word also, but there is a veil. This word is not for them. But to be able to sentence them to the other God, they needed to come and hear this. It is just a witness. Because if it changed them, if it is automatic, it should change them. But it will not, because it is the God who has commanded light to shine out of darkness, that has commanded the light of what? Quickly.
Who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge.
So, to give the light of the knowledge.
Of the glory of God.
Let me stop because of time. Colossians chapter 2. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He's the head over every power and authority. So what I see is the future. I know it. Why can I make a 15-year-old a pastor? Listen, these churches think they can tell me what to do. No, you don't spend as much time in the word as I do. There's a concentration of light on them. You've got a church building. How many times do you meet a week? Why do you not meet pastor every day for word? Or twice a week? People don't come. Oh, so you were preaching because of people. I thought if you had 3 people there, you concentrate light until they become leaders of nation, until light comes out of their darkness. Are you listening to me today? Prosperity comes out of poverty. Africa was too naturally endowed, so poverty came out of their prosperity. Europe had nothing, so they needed to develop light out of darkness. They have winter, they needed to create eaters. Creativity came because of what? Of lack of something. These guys have the right sun. Imagine who brought solar panel back to them. Those who don't have sun. Those who don't have sun brought them out to use sun. You should never agree for any church to limit your creative mind. Any church, any tithe, any offering. This house was created for creativity. I don't even know why I called you. Sit down. Sit down. There is none like us.